This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There are some celebrities that are America's sweethearts, and we love them, and we always thought that they loved us. And one of them recently is having what seems like the world turn against her, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, of course you aren't.
We're talking about Blake Lively. And boy, oh boy, are people coming for her. Now, it's not unjust.
Thank you.
She's been given some really weird interviews lately.
It sounds like she's been giving weird interviews for quite a while.
I'm going to play a clip from this new movie. It ends with us.
Is that
It ends with us. And the movie is a drama that involves domestic violence. So she is asked by the interviewer. He's talking about,
just involve domestic violence. The core theme of the movie is a woman surviving domestic violence.
That's what the movie's about. Okay. And the interviewer is asking her, you know, this is going to really draw up a lot of emotions in people that have gone through this trauma in real life. You know, how do we talk to you about it? Listen to her answer here.
They're really going to want to talk to you. This movie is going to affect people and they're going to want to tell you about their life. So if someone understands the themes of this movie, comes across you in public, and they want to really talk to you, what's the best way for them to be able to talk to you about this? How would you recommend they go about it?
Like asking for like my address or my phone number or like my location share. Oh, I could just location share you and then we could I'm just curious about
social security number.
So they're making jokes about it. She's given a really weird answer there, especially given what the movie's about.
It almost is an answer that's saying, like, what more do you want from me? Like,
right.
I've already done this movie for you, so now you want more from me? Like, it's a weird answer, but also it's a really snotty answer.
Especially given what it is. Now,
Not to mention, I have to tell you, and it's not like this is even important, but the way she's sitting in this interview, she's on a couch with her co-host, and she's like, you know, you watch TV and you like get yourself on the couch and then you pull your legs up next to your butt. That's how she's sitting.
What does that matter?
She's at work.
Her co-host is holding a drink while he's doing the interview.
Well, it's a bottle of Pellegrino.
It was an interview over Zoom.
I understand that.
That seems very nitpicky.
Oh, I see. I think it seems so unprofessional.
I will say this, though. She does go on to give a real answer, though.
She does later.
I'm a Virgo, yeah. So I'm like, are we talking logistics? Are we talking emotionally? Yeah, what's been beautiful about this movie is that, like, unfortunately, we all know at least someone, but we normally know.
So she does.
And she says it was an honor to be a part of it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
But it is creating this backlash against her, and that's just one example. There's been other things. Like, apparently her and her co-host for this movie wouldn't stop fighting. She says that he fat-shamed her.
Here's the backstory on that.
Okay.
He is the star and director of the movie. At one point, there's a scene where he has to pick her up, and apparently he has herniated discs in his back. So he asked the trainer on set, who is her trainer, as well, you know, both of their trainers, how much does she weigh? Because I can only lift a certain amount.
Right.
The trainer, being a busybody, went to Blake and said, he's asking how much you weigh. When in reality, he was just like, if she weighs too much, like, not that she weighs too much, but if so, I have to get a stunt double.
So this is where it gets real cringy. Because of this backlash, people now have been, this woman who interviewed her in 2016, uploaded the interview he did or she did with her, saying it was the most uncomfortable thing she's ever done. It starts right off the bat, where Blake Lively, who is pregnant
with her second daughter,
is the interviewer points it out, and they are off to the races in the cringe world. I'm just going to play a little bit of this.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Congrats on your little bump.
The interviewer was not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Doesn't look pregnant. Not that that would matter, but not pregnant.
Right.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Congrats on your little bump.
What about my bump?
You've got two nice ones.
They are kind of bumps, aren't they?
No, not bumps. The lovely lady lumps. Check okay. it out.
Thank
so
you.
She's
Thank
being
you.
Interviewed are with like another actress named Parker Posey.
I love most of his movies, and this one was so, like, visually amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Did you guys love wearing those kind of clothes? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, working in
Everyone
digital.
Everyone wants to talk about the clothes, but I wonder if they would ask the men about the clothes.
I would.
I love Jesse's suits some and how
That's what I'm saying. His wardrobe was beautiful.
I know.
And then Blake Lively proceeds to ignore the interviewer for the rest of the interview.
Will not look at her.
And doesn't look at her.
Okay. Now, the thing about this movie and the reason that this interviewer is asking this movie is because it is a movie set in the, like, late 50s, early 60s. So all of the costumes are period piece costumes. Mm-hmm. The other thing is part of the movie is shot in LA. Part of it is shot in New York. And the way that the director did this was when they're in LA, all of the costuming is done very specifically. It's very bright. It's very vibrant, all these different things. And then in New York, it's the same costumes, but everything's are tan and white. So the costumes were actually a very significant part of this
okay.
movie.
Okay, but I'm going to defend Blake Lively here. Was that terrible? Yes, it was terrible. It's very cringy. Honestly, the whole interview is very difficult
to
get through. But this does seem like, once again, we've just picked somebody, and they're always women, that just we hate. Now we hate you, and we can't wait until you have a downfall. We saw the same thing happen to Scarlett Johansson.
Stop it with the Scarlett Johansson.
We saw the same thing happen with multiple women.
I don't feel like a lot of women hate Scarlett Johansson, just me.
No, my wife's not a fan of her either.
Well, maybe there's a reason.
I mean, it just Is she giving difficult answers? She is giving difficult answers.
Then that's the reason.
Well,
we're supposed to ignore the fact that a woman congratulated her on being pregnant, and she said congratulations on your pregnancy too when the woman wasn't pregnant. That's so bitchy.
But I thought women didn't want their pregnancies pointed out and stuff like that.
Obviously, her. Well, I don't know women that don't want that.
I was told, never assume that a woman is pregnant.
Everybody knew she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
She was very obviously pregnant, and it was, like, out in the media. It wasn't a secret.
We've never interviewed Blake Lively. I texted Marcus Allen, who has interviewed Blake Lively several times, and he did say that she has always been pleasant, but she's never that great of an interview. She's kind of mechanical.
Interesting.
But she said, but she's always pleasant. So I don't know. I just think I refuse to believe that Ryan Reynolds would be married to somebody who's mean.
And well, why?
Because he's Ryan Reynolds.
See, and that's what it all comes down to.
And they
You're
seem like a great family.
Everything we just saw and heard. Because
she just might not be good at press. I don't know. Maybe she hates doing that part of her job, but that's a big part of her job. So I don't know.
It also seems like she was, like, cruising for a fight with the costume answer.
Well, that's true,
I
too.
Wonder if they would ask. And the interviewer even said, I would. I wonder if they'd ask the men the same question. She's like, I would.
What are your thoughts on this? You can text them in to 916-909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.